Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. I'm gonna dive straight into this episode because I don't have a plan. I'm a bit behind and I'm just doing my best, okay? It is Friday the 3rd, a public holiday. It's Easter Friday, 3rd of April. I keep forgetting it's a Friday and not a Saturday because it just feels like a Saturday. Anyway, today's episode is a bit of a relief because, and I'm not sure if I mentioned this in the previous episode, I've been doing it for the past couple of months, and I've made a lot of headway in March. And I did that because I wanted to just hunker down and focus, and I'm almost done with the course now, which is a relief. But I have so much plans going forward that I wanted to use April as a bit of a restart. So with this long weekend happening, I am just excited to actually restart, reset, and get back into the swing of things. Because for basically most of March, I did nothing but work on my course. And I haven't been working, and hopefully this course will actually get me a job, and especially an online job, because that is something I love. I loved working from home with my previous job. So if I can do the same, great. But I'm being vague about the course, the job, and everything, because it's not going to become my personality. It's not going to be what my channel focuses on. It's not the direction I want to go in. My platforms, and I mean that in general, my social media, my TikTok, my Instagram, my YouTube, my podcast, has always just been a diary of sorts, a way to process thoughts and emotions, a way to go through things, but it's generally a creative outlet as well for me. I remember not vlogging for a short period of time, and it just made me miserable because it's like, it was a whole thing. But I was just so miserable not having that creative outlet and trying to figure out angles and how to record things and how to make the most of it. So having a job eventually will actually help my creativity and things, because I won't be as stressed as I was. Because as much as, you know, everyone needs money to live, I've been living off savings and things like that. So that has been quite difficult, not knowing when money is going to be coming in, but everything has been going out. So now that this is all hopefully going to be sorted within the next month or two, that is on the back burner. Like, it's going to happen, it's done. Then I'm going to find a job, and then I'm going to start making money. And once I've settled into that routine, things are going to change. But for now, I need to definitely reset everything. And when I mean everything, I mean everything. Because it needs to be done. So let me just check my notes. Okay, I think I'm going to tackle this from like biggest thing to like smallest parts to get to that thing. So for the year, I set like 12 goals. A couple of the bigger ones have been to focus on my health, maintain good friendship, like communication, and then also post consistently. That has half been happening. I've neglected my health completely, but I did start off strong, so I want to get back into that. I've been seeing a particular friend at least like once a month. That's fine. Another friend I've been seeing and communicating with. The other one I owe a voice note to. I'll get there hopefully this weekend. So yeah. And then social media just went completely out the window. I think my February series on things I wanted to do, I still have, I think, 2 videos I need to upload. So yeah, that was a disaster. In terms of like overarching goals, I have not been working on them, but I need to hunker down and actually do the damn thing. I've been reading because I think I want to read 13 books this year. I've knocked out 1 book a month, and I've already started on April's one because it's an audiobook. And it's actually part of like a 4-book series. So being able to listen to the book and do other things, really a good time saver. But I do have quite a few books that are physical reads. So that's actually going to buy me time, because I like to read one at a time. I don't like to read simultaneously. So having an audiobook I can listen to that takes a couple hours that I can finish in a week, and then have the other 3 weeks to physically get through another book, that's going to be brilliant, because then I can 3 weeks out of 1 month read a book, finish it over the next 2 to 3 weeks, and then listen to an audiobook, and then boom, that's done. So yeah, I'm not a slow reader or anything. I just like really long books. One book I read last year was the first in the Crescent series from Sarah J. Maas. It was House of Earth and Blood. I can't remember, but that one, the red one. Oh, it was so good. And I've got the other two already that I need to read. So yeah, that needs to get done. And those are like 700 pages. So it's not that I'm a slow reader. There's just a lot of content to get through. So yeah, that is one of the things. Another thing I wanted to do was be more consistent with the uploads. Clearly I'm struggling because today's one is late. Even if not by a day, maybe by two. So I really want to get back on the social media. Want to fix my health. There's a whole bunch of things that entails, including vitamins, because I was consistently taking my vitamins and then I fell off when I just got really busy. It was actually a habit of March, and I did it for 6 consecutive days. I know I did it again afterwards, I just didn't track it, and then it fell off the wagon. So I need to get back into that. I haven't been journaling for my mental health. I wanted to meditate as well, that did not happen, and I haven't been using my walking pad. So I need to get back into a lot of things to just help me with my overarching goals for this year. And then I also want to do some things like just as life comes along, because now we are in April. So April, May and June are usually like the autumn wintery months that we are kind of going in into South Africa. And the weather has been changing. So it's not really like March, April, May. It's usually April, May, June is autumn, and then July, August, September is winter, even though 1st of September is spring day, and it's supposed to start the happier summer months. So things don't work out the way we plan, but I wanted to do a overhaul for April. So that's what I am going to be working on, getting my environment so structured, because I fully believe the right environment can help you tremendously. Things are cluttered, things are disorganized, things are piling up, and I need to sort that out ASAP. So that is going to be the focus of April, and I'm excited for it. I can't wait for it. I am ready to go, and now that I've got most of my course behind my back, I can slowly go through the next segment, and that is ideal. So yeah, the Easter weekend is going to bring about a lot of change, and I am so excited for it. So thank you for coming on this journey with me. I once again do not have a song of the week because I'm ill prepared, but that's changing. So yay, thank you so much. I will encourage you, as I am currently trying to do the same thing, to keep being a better being, and I'll see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.